Neil Haverson has been in contemplative mood this month, looking back on his time with Let's Talk and on about 241 last words. Here he is again.
They say a martyr's will face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. I started to deteriorate, and now I've passed my own sell-by date.
Whenever we reflect on our lives, invariably we trot out the phrase, I don't know where the time has gone. As I look back at 20 years of Let's Talk, those words have been top of mind. Indeed, it doesn't seem possible that it was back in 2002 when I was at the launch of the magazine. Then for more than 14 years I was at the hub of the operation, and today I'm still allowed to vent my spleen here about things that get my goat. Unbelievably, that means I've written 241 last words, or its equivalent. Let's Talk was the start of the most exciting and rewarding period of my working life. It rather took me over. Mrs. H was extremely supportive. Each time the magazine was published, she would go through it and provide valuable feedback. But I hasten to add, it was one of the areas where I didn't always do as I was told. In the early 2000s, I was still playing sport and was in pretty good health. But 20 years on and the body shows signs of wear and tear. Flexibility and stamina have certainly declined. Some muscles have reached their best before date, and little niggles remind me that I can't do what I used to do. If I bend down, I'm unable to rise without emitting an involuntary grunt. A bunion has set up camp on my right foot, and my index finger has become swollen with arthritis after years of clicking my mouse. On the plus side, I like to think my health is generally good for my age. I can almost go through the night without getting up for the loo. When Mrs. H and I go for a constitutional, I can plod for a good few miles, without ill effect. Mind you, I do sleep well that night. As for driving, I'm still confident at the wheel, though Mrs. H does keep reminding me that our reactions slow as we get older. Mind, Neil, there are Blake lights ahead! I bite my tongue. Actually, that's something I seem to do rather a lot these days, especially when I devour a pizza. As for my car, 20 years ago there were just two of us, and I had a thing about keeping the back seat clear, no clutter. Lately I've had to sacrifice my tidy principle. We have a child's car seat in the back, and often a scattering of toys, plus twigs and leaves that the occupant of that seat has collected. But I don't mind. Our granddaughter has brought us such joy, and I know her constant chatter as I drive will be gone all too soon. We're fortunate in that we live at the end of a peaceful cul-de-sac. Elsewhere in the village, development has seen housing estates devastate the surrounding countryside. From a population of a little more than 3,000, in the next few years that figure will have hit 10,000, redefining what constitutes a village. But I do look back on the past two decades with great fondness. I've seen technology advance in leaps and bounds and transform our lives, not always for the better. I've had a fulfilling and absorbing job, seen two children who ran us ragged as teenagers mature into adults we are proud of, and drifted into retirement with my absolute rock, Mrs. H. Of course, there have been sad times and things I would do differently now, but overall the past 20 years have been good. However, as I look to the future, I can't help wondering if the occupant of that child's car seat will be able to say the same in 20 years' time. I do hope so.
Thank you, Neil. So I assume that was probably number 242.